Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, May 11, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
good
morning, TNT. It is a Monday morning. We had a nice, quiet weekend. Things are looking great so far. And let's get started. Wait. Before we do, I got to ask Ray a couple things before we do. First of all, Ray, you put out the call that was going to happen today, but you only put it out after people start calling me and texting me. Why did that happen?
Well, I was tired, boss. I've been rolling since 8:30. We started the food distribution program. We hadn't done it in 2 months. And so naturally, not having done it in 2 months, we had to get back acclimated, had to change some things, work with social distancing. So it took almost 2 hours longer than it used to take just to do the food distribution. We only had like, I think, 60, 70 families. But we had to put all the groceries in their car. I told them they couldn't even get out. And it used to be people would just walk up and we'd put it in their carts and they'd take it to their cars. But so we had to let the cars pull up and put it in the trunk. And because it had been so long, there was quite a bit of food items, you know, collards, mm-hmm. potatoes, mustard, and the list goes on. Chicken, frozen chicken, a number of things. So it was a time-consuming process. But it was good. Everybody's happy.
All right. And I really want you guys to know, I know y'all call him Evil Ray. Bad Ray. but he does some good things. he does a lot. And actually, his group, they do a lot of stuff like that, just in case you guys didn't know. So he did that. All right, Ray, on to something more serious.
Had you noticed that the only ones that call me Evil Ray are the ones who don't follow the rules?
Yes, I did.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on, guys. We're going to get to the information first. I just want to get this stuff out real quick. How was your class on Saturday? Was it Saturday or Sunday? What day was it?
Saturday. It was a blast. Yeah, we had a great time. Yes.
Okay. So people got some good information. Everybody's happy.
And there's a free one tonight that they're going to really be excited about.
What is it then? Tell us, because I don't know about it.
No, it's just a way to get double digits on your return.
Oh.
A short window that allows double digits. So I'm going to show how they get double digits, those who want to, on their money.
On the RV return?
On any money. If the RV happens before the window closes, then they could use their RV money and get double digits. Sure enough.
Okay, but not on the exchange. This is on something else.
No, this is something else.
Digits.
This is something, investment that you can get double digits.
I'm trying to clarify.
You know, 10% on your money, 20%, as high as 30% return.
Okay, so we just going to skip the call and tell us all how to do that. How you do that?
Well, it's a whole free webinar. You see, all you do is just log in and just watch the screen, and I'll show them.
Okay, when is this supposed to be happening, though? Guys, I know nothing about it, so I'm finding out just like you are. What?
8 p.m. Eastern Time. And they can go right in the form and register. There's a link in the form, the open form.
Okay. Everybody
Friday,
can get to the form.
I announced that it was coming up on the Friday call. I said maybe over the weekend or Monday I'm going to do a free webinar. And got it done. So it's ready for tonight.
All right. Make it happen. All right, let's get this party started then. Did we send out anything since Friday?
Nothing went out over the weekend.
All right, guys. Well, here's the story since we didn't send anything out. I was actually trying to read some stuff that I'm just getting here right now from Kuwait, what they're telling Iraq to do with the reconstruction money. So let me get that. Where are we at today? Good news. Government's going forward. They're having meetings. They are trying to implement some of the things the protesters wanted, which was really good. Al Khamenei announced that none of the politicians can leave the country, so he froze all their passports so they can't leave. They're all going to be investigated. He's opening all the files, so I'm sure the people are happy about that. He announced some of the things that the people wanted, along with they are looking at. They put out an article about removing Alack as the CBI governor. They said they don't need him there. There's nothing holding him there. And plus, Maliki is the guy who put him there. So they think he, and investigating him is doing part of the corruption. So they are starting a bunch of high-profile investigations right out the gate, which is good because the demonstrators came back over the weekend. They started hitting the streets again, said they're not going to go away. And they actually list 15 things that they feel like they've already achieved through their demonstrations from October all the way to today. Even with them being down for 2 months, they feel they have caused their government to change, governors to leave positions, some politicians to leave the country. So they do know they are affecting change doing what they're doing. They know that the U.S. has told the new Iraqi government to satisfy their people and their demonstrators. So they know they're being backed by that, along with some of the other countries. So it's a good day as far as that is concerned. All the articles that are coming out are talking about, let's get the budget done, let's get it done fast. They said they're going to get the budget submitted by the 23rd. Let's hope that they do. And we'll see when the reforms start taking place. I see absolutely nothing at the banks. No call centers, no exchange centers, nobody on standby. So all the rest of the noise that you are hearing and being told about tomorrow, as far as I know, is just noise. Because I don't know how they're going to do any exchanges if nobody's in an exchange location. Or any calls if nobody's there at the 800 numbers. There's no 800 numbers being given out today, tomorrow. Nobody has notified us of any or that it's pending at this moment because it just doesn't make sense. Here's the good news. Iraq did say they were going to open their restriction, I mean, open their country up on the 23rd, they thought, as soon as EID started. But they also put something out yesterday. Up until that point, everybody needs to follow their rules, okay, their stay-in-place rules in the country. The U.S. is opening up a little bit more every day, but the big one we're going to get on Friday, it should be big, with New York, New Jersey, well, New York saying they're going to start opening up on Friday. Now, I don't know, New Jersey just last Friday, they extended their stay-at-home order for 30 more days. But supposedly New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are all going to work together. So maybe they will all start phase one reopening on Friday. So that means some people can hit the streets, be out in public, go to appointments, and do the things they need to do. So we could see something, I think, as early as next weekend, next week. But the budget still hasn't been submitted yet. They are looking at it. They are going to use the $30. They are talking about what it should address, the people, the jobs, the income, everything else that they're going to try and do. It is going to be a six-month budget, so it should be easier for them to do. So we just wait. Other good news is, well, I'm going to say in New York, because they breach every day, death rate has certainly gone down to 161 or something today, which is way down from 1,000 a day, and around the country. So, but I'm going to tell you guys this, because it's already happening in certain places. They already getting a second wave. So I'm telling you, be prepared. Even if the release comes, be prepared for a second wave. And by that, I mean, stay safe do what needs to be done to keep you and your family safe. But financially, even if we have the RV, be smart and know right now you better be preparing for the next round this winter should it happen. Be smart enough to do that. Everybody, be prepared. You saw what happened to a whole lot of people. They all lost their money in the markets because it went down. Weren't prepared. But people didn't have money, what they're going through. So don't just take this out and party, party, party. Let's be smart. All right, Ray, let's do it. Okay, somebody else want to take Ray's spot? I think he took off.
Oh.
He went to go feed everybody.
Sorry about that. Okay, was just reading away too. Mass Man says, when the RV is released, will the banks hold it back for up to 30 days so all of their preferred customers can get in ahead of the masses?
No. There's never, ever, ever been a plan like that, mentioned like that, or could be legal like that. Once it hits 4X, which it will, it's available to everybody. When the rate changes, it's just those who know. So you call the 800 number, you get in free. I mean, first, you go in the bank and say, oh, this happened. I need to make an appointment. I need to talk to my wealth manager, my private banker. There's no separating, you know. Nobody gets paid until Tony does. Wait. Nobody gets paid until Ray does. Or wait, Joe Blow got to get paid first. Then you got, guys, that's just nonsense. And anybody telling you that, you should call them an idiot. Idiot, how you think a bank is going to just block out 10 million people until these go through first when the rate has officially changed and everybody knows it? There's no process going like that, guys. People are going to get in, yes, because of who they are, who they know. They're going to get their appointments, probably already have them scheduled. But no whole group of people is going in and then the masses, with the exception of, and it's still not even us, like I'm saying, us. We're going to have the 800 numbers. We're going to know about it first. We're going to go in, and, I mean, we got 150,000 followers. So they're all going to know about it. The other gurus have whatever they have, and I'm just seeing it on Twitter. It's 7 million, because we get 1 million views on our call. It's 10 million people with it. Somebody got to go first. Somebody got to be last. But we're going first just because we know we do this every day. That's the reason we're at the head of the line. Everybody else is going to come in. There's no 30-day restriction on anybody. Okay, what's next?
Number two, can you provide the name of a bank that works with pre-IPO stocks?
Guys, that stuff you can just Google, different banks, and most banks do. But they're picky about which stocks they work with. Chase, Wells Fargo, B of A, they all have some IPOs. So the process is I'm doing the IPO, and I want to interview banks, and I want you to support this or lead it. And the bank says, oh, how many shares are you going to give me? What price are you going at? And what is it all about? So that's how it goes. Then they say, okay, I'm going to go with bank A or bank B or C. Then you pick which bank you want to go with. The banks will obviously share that with their preferred customers because that makes them, whoever's doing the IPO, reach the goal that they're trying to get to or legally required to get to before they go public. So they both need each other hand in hand. But all the major banks, you can go to all of them, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, talk to your wealth managers. They'll have a opportunity for you, I'm pretty sure. All right?
Okay, Samadhi says, thoroughly enjoyed the recent webinar on utopian giving. Last night and today tried to log in to review it. And couldn't. Somebody check your personal message. I sent you a reply to your personal message. But anyway, though, somebody enjoyed the Utopian Giving webinar. Three grand, say, good day from sunny Bermuda, Ray and Tony. our borders in Bermuda are closed due to COVID-19. Do you know if HSBC banks worldwide will have the ability to do our exchange? Should we still be closed when the RV happens?
I don't know anything about banks in Bermuda. I've never been to Bermuda, even though I heard it was a great place to go to. It is on my bucket list, so hopefully my bucket don't get emptied out tomorrow. Anyway, I can't tell you. What you can do is contact your bank today instead of waiting and asking. Okay. Did I answer that right?
Okay. All right. G. Winston says, I received your text about this evening's event. I would like to attend, but when I paste the link into my browser, comes up, this page does not exist. Please advise how I should proceed. Easy, because we have been getting that happen quite a bit with this webinar system that I'm using. And when you use the links, and if it says page does not exist, 404 error, anything like that, change your browser. If you are using Internet Explorer, switch over to Chrome or Firefox or Safari, any other internet browser that you have access to. Switch your browser. Usually that takes care of the situation. Okay, Sally Puff says, are you familiar with Congressional Bill Files May the 1st referred to as Bill 6666? Do you think the 6666 is just a coincidence?
So, if I go to the store and something costs me $6.66, I put another item up on the counter because I'm not paying that. So, if I go anywhere and 666 come up, I'm not doing that. I mean, I don't do that. I don't even play with that. So, no, I do not know what that bill is.
Okay.
Nope, I'm not familiar with it. Because if it has 666 next to it, I wasn't going to read it nowhere. Anyway, the best way to hide something from me is put 666 right in front of it. There you go.
Well, folks, if such a bill exists, you really need to read it in its entirety. I did get some people that have contacted me, sent me some stuff about this supposed bill that was, I don't even know that it was passed or if it was just considered. A lot of times bills are up for consideration, and that's about as far as they get, up for consideration. But this one, Tony,
what is the bill about?
Something to do with if they detect a cough. If you're coughing in your house, they have a right to come in your house and take your children without a court order because you're in your house coughing. So some of this COVID-19 stuff is just really, guys, read whatever people are telling you. Read it for yourself and get full understanding before you just jump off the bandwagon.
I'm telling you, now, if that's what it's about, you know, I wouldn't have read no dumb shit like that, no way. Oh, sorry. But anyway, I can't even believe you guys are considering that to be real or that it would pass. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And a lot of it's about testing for COVID-19 and things that they can do without a court order that you don't have a right to say no and crazy stuff like that. All right, NSXB says, good news is great, but without a legal ability to exchange, it means nothing. Has Executive Order 13303 been extended?
I haven't seen it. It should be coming up. Actually, I think it's usually around between the 20th and the 25th is when it gets renewed. Or it could be on Ray's birthday, the 19th. But I haven't seen it anywhere that it is has been completed yet. So I haven't seen it in any articles, news, or any published event. So going back to your 6-6, somebody telling me it's 6666 is the real article number. I haven't read.
Yeah, 6666, isn't it? 66, 66, 66, 66, 4 6.
Yeah, I thought you said 666. Yeah, 3 6.
Oh no, that's the cold medicine, isn't it? 3 6s. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next?
Okay. What about this 13303 thing now? Because
okay,
remember.
I don't know that it's been signed. It's been signed every year since the first year. I don't see any reason why he's not going to renew it, but I haven't seen it anywhere yet.
But even if it doesn't get renewed, that doesn't prevent us from exchanging what we already have. It just prevents us from getting any more.
Okay.
If that were the case.
What?
Wouldn't that seem logical? Or
13, yeah, 303 did was gave us all the rights of Iraqi citizens, both over there and here. So we could buy it. It was okay. We can exchange it. Well, our companies, investors, and everybody go over there and get the same rights that Iraqi citizens have when they're investing. That's when they're looking for countries to come in, corporations to come in. That's what the whole order was about. Since we haven't completed that process, I'm sure it's going to be renewed. Again, if not, investors aren't going to go in there knowing they only get 20% coverage. Like I told you guys, I don't put my money overseas because I don't know their laws. I don't know what's going to apply to them versus apply to us. And I don't want to lose $2, $3 million trying to find out. But Executive Order 13303 would cover that we have the same laws that they do if we're investing over there, building over there, putting companies up, or going through the exchange process. So, yes. You don't need an executive order to exchange foreign currency or to reach the rate, guys. We don't have an executive order with Canada, Europe, with China, with Africa, with Vietnam, anybody else. We can still exchange their currency for the going rate. So it's not going to affect us being able to exchange currency. Good.
All right. Hot Girl 58. No. Don't blast her out, because I've gotten to know her. She's pretty good people. I was just a little surprised with this question. But anyway, she says,
well, first question
hello.
Is she a hot girl? Because I'm like, hot girl 58? Really? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So she says, hello, last week you said only two banks were taking the ZIM. Do we have to call to make appointments with them to exchange?
Well, I said only two that I know of. Once this thing happens, I mean, they could all flip the script. I don't know. But what Ray was trying to say when he said don't bust you out, I think, is how are you going to exchange it if you don't call? So, yes, you would have to call, make your appointment, just like everybody else, and go in and exchange. Absolutely.
Okay,
because you know her. That's why you were messing with her. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just messing with her. I'm paying her back. A lot of times, see, when people do things or say something, and I say, I'm going to get you back when you least expect it. So this was one of those times for her, payback. All right, Sunstar says, are the ATMs being used in the Iraqi airports or any other locations? If so, can you share the dinar rate they are receiving on ATM cashback?
Haven't heard anything, anybody about the ATMs. They are on lockdown over in Iraq. They're not supposed to be on the streets, just like we're not. And if there was a rate change in there, believe me, we would know about it. I talk to Iraqi people every morning. I mean, every single morning. And nobody said anything, and they're not excited about the ATMs at the moment.
Are there still restrictions of how much dinar or international currency can go in or out of Iraq?
Yes, that was the law that was passed, so yes. That's still, and that's going to be forevermore.
Okay. Desert Dog says.
Well, as a new law comes out, but good.
Okay. Desert Dog says, so, if there are no bank employees willing to go in for the exchange, those who are using electronic methods should go with the rate change, right? Yes. Yes, if you have a way to, if you have any currency, if you're holding any currency electronically, when the rates change, that happens automatically. Your purchasing power changes instantly because the rate changed. You don't need to go in and do any exchanges or anything like that. All right, that was the last board question. So we'll go live to some individuals. First one
okay.
is 281 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
Degree.
Ah, the wife with the husband is first. I'm great. Groovy. Okay.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray.
Hello,
sir. Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. I got a question for Ray probably know it, but I'm going to throw it out there. Tony, I know y'all know it. Since the stock market is like low or bad, however you want to put it, or great, depending on how you look at it, what do you think about green bonds? Because if one is down, the other one will be up. So what do you think about green bonds, purchasing them?
I'm not familiar with green bonds.
Because that's like whatever, like buildings that's going green or lights that's going green or any kind of infrastructure that's going green.
I haven't looked at any of that, to tell you the truth. To see what the
okay.
rate is or what it's doing in relationship to the market.
Oh. Okay. That was my question right there, was just with green bonds, because I know it's a big thing now. It's like a lot of news on it. And the U.S. and China, they like bought the most green bonds out there. And that's statistically. I seen that today as I was looking at some things. I just wonder what y'all thought about green bonds. But that's it.
Okay.
I ain't going to hold you guys up. Everybody got beautiful questions to ask. You guys, I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That takes me to 209 area code. You are on.
Thank you so much. I've been trying to get on since last Monday. So I have...
Oh.
Part of a question, Ray, that you already answered. I have a story and four questions, just to let you know. The first thing was
okay.
on the Utopia webinar. I'm one of those was on the 404. So are we going to be able to get, if we switch over, will we be able to pick up what we missed on Saturday?
You okay. would have if you had known to have done it right then. But the system got... something happened to it, so you can't play it back now anyway.
So we
you had
we
a password
our,
and you had a password and a link?
No, I couldn't. I got the link, but I could never get in to get the password, so I was unable to get on it at all.
Okay. I'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Do you know how to email me? Sure, you should know how my. If you got a link, you got access to my email because you had to have gotten the invitation. So email me.
I got it on.
And,
okay. Would you mind giving me the email?
It's in your paperwork.
Okay.
Now I'm going to be the mean guy because I won't do the easy stuff for you.
Well, I'm 71 and I'm computer challenged, so I'll give
okay.
it a try.
Oh, you want a cell phone?
I'm on my cell phone, yes.
Okay, I'll text you the information that what I need you to do.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Now,
yes, ma'am.
My story was on the week ago today, my husband, I've been in this 7 or 8 years. I'm going to tell you the first 5 years was probably hell in my house over this. But as time went on, my husband would start kind of listening until last Monday. He wanted to ask a question. And now all he does for about the last year is, I wish your money would hurry up and get here. I wish your money would hurry up and get here.
Oh, your money.
Yeah. So, he somewhat has become a believer. He doesn't want to own up to it or admit it. The other statement I want to make is people that listen to these other calls, I have a girlfriend that got me started in this, and I am very thankful for it. But she started listening to all the other calls, which I refuse to listen to. So when we talk, it's like she won't listen to you, but I won't listen to the other calls. But occasionally she said, well, you've got to listen to this one. And I'll get on there reluctantly and listen to it, which has maybe been three times in the last 7 years. And what I come to the conclusion of is that a man is known by his word. And if his word is good, the man is good. In other words, the test of a prophet is what they speak comes to pass, and none of this stuff comes to pass. So people are listening to these calls. Don't listen to them. That's all I got to say on that one.
Okay.
And now here's my question. And I've got so many notes that trying to go back and find this particular note is that, Tony, at one time when you were talking, and we were talking about, you know, asking for interest on, thank you, Ray, I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Asking questions on what you would do when you went to the bank to do your exchange. And one of the things was you were going to ask for 10% interest. You felt like we could go that high. But were you asking for it monthly or annually? I think you said monthly, but I'm not sure.
Okay. If you're just putting your money in the bank, they're going to offer you an annual interest rate. Okay? 10%. You may push them to 12%, 1% a month or something. If you're going to put your money on a platform, which is higher risk, then I'm trying to get a weekly rate. Okay, or a monthly rate. That's the only difference. Platforms, they actually pay weekly, biweekly, every 2 weeks or a month, where banks use your annual rate when you get that rate.
So when it's an annual rate, will they give you something monthly on that, or do you have to wait once a year to get it?
Oh, no, they'll pay you monthly on your interest, but the annual rate is 10%, so then you divide that up. So,
okay.
12%. Then they're going to pay you 1% a month. If they give you 12%,
also,
right?
1% per month then. Well, I'm not too knowledgeable on the platform stuff, so I guess I better go that way. My next question was, why are they coming against Mahdi? Was he the one that was connected with Iran? That they were? You were saying something about they were going to, a couple of calls ago, prosecute him or go after him? Not a body.
Well, they're trying to get them to go after him now because he was the prime minister. He didn't do anything. He was part of Iran's group. So even though he said he wasn't with Maliki Amiri, he was all from that faction. So they figured nothing got done because they didn't want him to do anything. So there's an article out today that says their whole collapse of their economy, the fact that they haven't grown their economy in the last 10 years was not by accident. It was planned, which we know it was planned. It was planned because Iraq didn't want them to change because they couldn't steal the money if they changed their platform. They changed the money. So they've been holding it off, whole U.S.-Iran thing. So they said, you could have did this. You could have did that, but you didn't. So that's what they're investigating of why it didn't happen, why the economy collapsed, why he didn't move it forward. And the people are saying because he's corrupt, just like they were, and they were doing it so they could continue stealing the money from the auction.
It just shows that your sin will find you out. Thank you. My next question was, before we actually go into the bank, how can we find out what the rates are so we're knowledgeable before we go in and whether it show contract rates? And I've tried doing the exchange thing, and I can never get on it. So how would we find those rates? I know you might post them.
So there's a couple things. You can always go on Forex and look and see what's on there. It's not hiding from anybody. You can dial any bank's 800 number for their foreign currency department. They're going to give you their rate as of that morning at 7 o'clock, so you know what their rate is going in. It's the same rate that they give out to the public and everything. You negotiate when you go in there. As far as the contract rate is going to be the contract rate. It should be every day. Hopefully we'll have it. We'll publish it, put it out. Hey, this is what we were told at this bank. Hopefully, what I'm hoping happens is those who go in first will come back, will do a call. They'll be in the forum. They'll explain to you guys how the process worked for them. And everybody may be a little bit different, but this is where we help each other out. Because, first of all, if you go in before me, it doesn't affect you when I go in. It's not going to change one thing you did. So why not help each other? The next one and the next one. And hopefully that's what takes place while we're going through this process. I went to B of A and they did this. I went to Wells Fargo and they did this. I went to Chase, they did this. And people are going to get knowledgeable along the way and we'll see how things are going. I'm going to still be in contact with my bank contacts and the people that I talk to, government over there otherwise. So we're going to try and go through that, especially, you know, the first 10 days with us, 12 days, go through the process. Okay?
And so do you feel like the internet group will get through in the first 10 to 12 days, or how many days do you think it would be to complete the 10 million people? Obviously, the 10 million people aren't going to be alert on their guard to look at this. So you're feeling internet might go through the first 10 to 12 days?
That's what their goal has always been, to get us through the first 10, 12 days. The people who are paying attention. Well, let's get into it. So here's another advantage that you have. You have over everybody else. Okay? You now have Ray's direct email and probably his phone number. So you can call him anytime you want. Okay?
I'm going to put it in a safe place. But I won't. There you go. I want to be honest, Ray. I will not abuse you. And my last question is...
Well, I'll be honest, too. I will not allow you to.
Okay. Aww. He just shattered my image of you.
See there?
My last question is, we haven't heard lately about the tax exempt. Is that still going to be in play, do you know? Or have you heard?
As far as I know, it has not changed.
Yay.
It not changed. We haven't received any notification. It's not the banker's job. They're not doing it. Haven't heard anything from the Treasury that is now a taxable event or anything else. So as far as I know, it has not changed.
Well, I thank you guys for being patient with me. Like I said, yeah, things accumulated since last Monday. Another question. So I'm done. I do want to thank you for your good work and for your patience with all of us and answering our questions over and over again. I happen to be one of those you have to do that with. But you know what? I'm junior senior moment, so what can I say? God bless. Thank you again.
Let me ask
Bye.
You a question.
Yes.
After the RV, is your husband still going to call it your money?
He's already got it spent. And I keep telling him we're investing. He keeps saying, but I want, but you know, he's going to be 75, so he's got to enjoy a little bit of this money. Most of it's going to be probably going to our children, so they don't have to go through the
yes.
things that we had to go through besides doing humanitarian projects, so we're going to have quite a bit. But I want my children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, to be established so they don't have to suffer through like we did.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yes, he will be spending it. He's already got his cars picked out and our move.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good
Thank
night.
You. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
732 area code. You are on. 732. Wake up.
I'm telling you, it's snoring. Yes, he's snoring.
404 area code. You are on.
Hello, hello. Appreciate all the info again, Tony and Ray, and thank you, 209, for your questions. Appreciate that. I have a couple of questions myself. just was curious what your latest information is with respect to contract rates, and you know, whether or not, because it has taken so long, that there has been somewhat of a draining by those who, you know, maybe know somebody that, you know, they've been access to or whatever. I was just curious the status on that, your latest info.
Okay. So before we go there, though, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's a Monday. I'd like
all
it
right.
to be a money coming to us Monday, and I'm waiting for that.
Okay, but you okay? You sound a little weird today.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know why. It's like, okay.
Okay. All right. Don't be telling me you got a cold or nothing. I'll be like, no, okay. All right.
No.
So, the rates have not changed. The rates have not been depleted because no one's getting paid. No
right.
one has
just
been
one.
Getting paid to deplete them, so we're safe.
Okay. Just, I like that reassurance, you know, get through the weekend and that sort of thing. In your opening comments, you alluded to the fact that within Iraq that their anticipation is to get their this dang budget submitted by the 23rd. Well, that gives them 2 weeks for getting that because that's a week from Saturday. And that, I guess, I want the assurance or what your folks are saying that they expect to get it passed fairly quickly. Then, segueing into that, you alluded they'll be using the $30 a barrel rate, and if it goes higher than that, that just gives them a little bit of a cushion, but that they were expecting this to be a six-month budget. If that's 6 months and 6 months to the end of the year, that would be starting in July. Is that what you were alluding to, that the budget isn't really going to be fully in effect until July, or what's the deal?
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, you guys remember a little over a month ago, they said that the 220 budget would be a five-month budget. Remember?
Right.
We were trying to figure
right.
out, is that June through September, or is that August through December? Because this year is going to be a five-month budget. So now they are saying that it will be a budget from June through December. That's what they said over the weekend. Yeah, so that's your six-month budget. It could probably change 10 times for them.
June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
But
that's 7 months, though.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. So we'll see what happens. But they're trying to get it in by the 23rd. He said they want
mm-hmm.
to submit it before EID, okay? They want to let people off lockdown the 23rd during EID. Well, they did 3 days ago. This morning they said they want to stay on lockdown during the holiday. So we'll see how many
mm-hmm.
times that changes. But
yes.
they're trying to get the ministers, they're saying they're going to have the rest of the ministers before EID. You know, and they're doing it because it's already been stated if they don't have the full government, don't have that, then they're still just a caretaker government. That's all. So they want to have the full government, everybody in there, have the budget for the remainder of the year, and be an operating country. Now, they need to do that because they have asked the other countries to give them the money that they said they were going to give them for reconstruction. To come in, they want the companies to start coming in now to invest in Iraq and say, we're doing the right thing. See, we're passing these laws already, full government. We're going to make these reform changes because they're doing it. And they're, you know, it's only been since, what, Wednesday. And he's going as fast as he can and getting things done. But they have to be very transparent. Numbers have to come out. And I think all this has to happen by the 1st of June. In order for it to work the way they want it to work.
Sounds like a plan to me. Sounds like a plan. Makes sense. If anything out of Iraq
yeah.
makes sense and the like. So, but we're just counting on you. I'm not even going to be saying 10-day post-RV or whatever. We're just going to be relying on you guys to tell us when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project timeframe will be. And that's what we're all looking forward to. Appreciate that ever so much. And here's to this being our week.
All
appreciate
right,
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 951 area code, you are on.
my heart is good, but there's some highs and some lows that I was looking at and going, oh, my.
951?
How can I
change that? 951? Are you listening?
I'm pretty damn healthy, except...
Okay.
No, she's
healthy,
talking about
you're
her,
not listening.
Her heart.
Well, that's good that she's healthy.
That's okay.
All right, let's go to 281. You're on.
Well, hello,
are you healthy, 281?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Are you healthy?
I hope so.
Never mind.
Don't you start. Do not do it. Play too much. How you guys doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice sunny day here in Texas today. I'm doing just great. Well, I had a couple of questions. The first one is, I think on one of the last calls you had, the last call or two, I can't remember which one it was now, you were saying that there were possibly going to be a bank that was going to be contacting, I guess, some of their customers that had come in and purchased currency from them. And I'm assuming this is going to be after the RV, correct? Is that correct? And they would be setting up appointments for them or something?
Yeah,
to come
as soon
in?
As it's announced. Yeah.
Once it's announced. Mm-hmm. So yep. With that said, does that mean that it could be, I think you did say it could be more than one bank, but would that be more of the large banks that we are familiar with that's going to be in this process, or some of the mom-and-pop banks could do the same thing?
Oh, not only could they do the same thing, but they've already done the same thing. I've had people already go into some of the smaller banks, and they did last year when this one happened, year before. Went through the entire process. I think I told you guys about it. Called them in, sat them down, counted up their money, put it in the plastic bag, said, this is what's going to happen. So the announcement has been made. This is how I'm going to do your appointment. So some of those smaller banks have gone through the whole thing, and now they're telling people you still got to wait. Didn't happen. But they know they brought them in. They know they bagged it, everything else. They know they were ready to go. So, yeah, small bank,
so
large
really
bank, anywhere people purchase some at, they're going to know they bought some, and they're going to try to retain their clients.
So it doesn't matter how much you bought from them, just the fact that you bought some from them. You're
they'll know. You're in their system,
Okay. All right. And then as far as the 6-month budget, I was going to ask you, why 6 months? Is it because of the election coming up, and then after that, all of this stuff will be revoted on or something once the new, if a new, I guess you say parliament government is put in? Is that why it's only 6 months?
No, because if it goes through, it gets there, and right, even if it got there on the 23rd, and he submitted it to parliament, it's probably not going to be approved until the first week in June, which means it would go into effect in July, which is 6 months left in the year. So they don't mean they have to wait for the RV, but the budget itself will be accounting for that. There's a new budget every year, has its own budget, and that's in every country.
Okay.
So this is still 2020 we're talking about.
Right, okay. All right, well, those were my questions. I'm hoping we see this thing sooner than later. And I can't wait for, I guess, the 24th or 3rd or whatever of this month to see what they're going to do. So, all right. Well, you guys
see
have
if they
a
get
great
it
day.
Done.
Okay.
All right,
thank
you. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPS.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man.
Well, gentlemen, it's another dynamite day. Doing super fantastic, Tony. And, Ray, I just want to compliment you and commend you on what you and your brothers did earlier today to hand out that food to all those people that I'm sure is very much appreciated by all of them.
All right. Thank you very much.
And, Tony, I hope that you feel better here soon, and I'm going to continue on here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
972, you're next.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas. What's happening?
Hey, Danny, what's going on, sir?
Well,
hey, how you doing, young man?
I'm doing fine, younger man. You doing doing a great job hosting this thing, and of course, Ray's taking up the slack. They've been abusing you a little bit today, haven't they, Ray?
Just a tad.
Well, I have you to know that Ray and I communicated a little bit over the weekend, even though it was a holiday weekend, and I need the rest of the community to understand that Ray said that he had gone through 32 books in this time that we've been under this stay-at-home situation. I said, man, that is a lot of reading. He said, and that's a lot of coloring, too. So it was a good conversation. we had a good time. And he still got that seminar in. Ray knows I'm lying right now. But it was a good joke. I got that from JR. You remember my Dallas contact with JR? He gave me that, and I told him the first time I told it, I'd get him credit. Yeah.
Books. Okay.
Yes. Well, we all reflect back to a peaceful time, more sobering time. Check the oil today. It's right now on a decline. It's still above $24, but it started out a little bit higher, and it's been in the red for most of the morning. So just a little update on that. I think everything else that you guys are communicating is very palatable. I'm looking forward to these things being more consistent. And now that we've passed the deadline of last week, you mentioned the 23rd, I believe. And that is
the 23rd.
23rd, yeah. That's the expectation, and basically I'm just going to put a star by that day and watch it. The other stuff is pretty well immaterial right now. I do appreciate you guys having thought through this process and kind of making a statement that it won't pass Iraq by this deadline because they'd have to go back so far for this to be a good situation. So you called it. You nailed it as far as them being serious. Even enemies were talking to get that prime minister in place. So appreciate your insight on that. We kind of depend on it. So I guess that's all right, about all I've got to say right now. So thanks for your input, fellas. We're all kind of
all right. Thank you.
Every word.
All right. Take care. 386 area code. You are on. Okay, we'll go to 210 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
All right.
Super fantastic. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Ray, I wanted to say thank you so much for the webinar Saturday. It was wonderful, very informative. My question is, I'm not a member of the forum, therefore, how can I get on to tonight's webinar?
Easy. Go to tntsuperfantastic.com, click on the forum button.
Yes, sir.
And one folder will open, and that's the folder that we put everything in for everyone to be able to access, and you'll see the link for the webinar. Just click on it and then register.
Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. All righty. That was my only question. Thank you both. Thank you for everything you do, and look forward to tonight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 707 area code. You are on.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. I have a song for Ray. He's always looking for good songs, and this one put some levity in our calls if he chooses to use it. The way to find it is on YouTube. The guy's name that recorded it is Golf, like the game of golf, Brooks. And the title of the song is Senior Moment, Brain Fart. And it's a fun song.
Golf Brooks, not Golf Brooks, right?
Golf, G-O-L-F.
G-O-L-F.
Brooks.
I guarantee you, I know enough about your playing the numbers that you play that you enjoy a little levity now and then, and it adds to our call. I think you'll find this to be one of the funniest ones you've heard.
Oh, check it out.
Now, I'm the senior part of that. You'll find it very interesting, I believe. Thank you, and thank you for the work that you do, both of you. I know a little bit about that, and I want to say to those of you who have Tony's or Ray's phone numbers or things, don't use them. I don't. I have been tempted to use them, but I will not call you or email you unless it's a earth-shattering
okay.
Need. Something or other. So,
now,
anyway,
this song you're talking about, what's the name of it? Because Golf Brooks put out a lot
name,
of stuff.
This is Golf, G-O-L-F.
Yes, I'm looking at right. He
oh,
put
okay.
out, like 12
okay, the name,
songs.
It's right at the bottom of the list, or it was when I looked it up on YouTube, and it's Senior Moment, Brain Fart.
Wait.
Okay. Because I see senior moments,
the top of
and
my
I also
list.
See brain farts.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who it is on your list, but it's listed separately from the other things he has recorded there and that are on that website or that YouTube entry. I've played it over and over. It is so good.
Okay, I see which one you're referencing now. Senior moments, brain farts. It's all in the same sentence.
There you
title.
Go. That's it. Yeah. And,
7 years ago.
I think
ago.
You'll really enjoy it, and if you choose to play it, I think everybody will get a kick out of it, even if they're not seniors.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, all
right.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. 786 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, good evening, fellas. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
All right, how you doing?
Yes, I just had a couple simple questions. It was, do you know of any other maxes? I know you've mentioned the BND max. Do you have maximum?
No, I don't know of any other max. Those are the only two because they were the contract rates.
Okay. And if Iran and Iraq and that whole goes on for a while, are there any chances that they get pushed off of basket one and the rest go and that one gets stalled off like it has before? Or is the rest
no,
of
No, again, everything is contingent on the dinar being the foundation. So nothing's going to happen until the dinar goes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. 585 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic, sir.
Fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Awesome. I'm well, thank you. I have one quick question. Tony, you said something about put your money on the platform to the previous caller before. Can you elaborate on the platform and how does it work?
Oh, some banks have platforms. Most of the platforms are overseas. The IMF is doing a platform where they're looking for $100 trillion. They are high-risk investment opportunities. High risk, high return. So you have to have a high threshold, I want to say, for pain in case you lose, or it might be lose, or the fact that you're taking a gamble. Because a lot of times, you can go to some banks here, some banks have them, and you can feel confident. They're not going to pay what some of the ones on the federal levels are, and even some private ones. And I would really be leery of private ones. There's definitely some out there. You usually can't get to them unless, because they're usually by invitation only, which means you have to know somebody in order to do this. But, you know, there are trillions of dollars traded every day, and the majority of them are on this platform. So we have five traders here in the U.S., and I got some in Canada, England, and there was called Global Traders. So they trade this money every day. That's all they do. But they get to inform people, invite people in, and, you know, you're talking about hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and they're making from 1% a day to 10% based on who they are, countries, and they invest for countries. So, again, if you guys are familiar with the banking system, as I told everybody, and what's really going on in this Ponzi scheme that is multiplying money coming out of thin air because it's really out of thin air. Well, some people are actually lucky enough to get in on those at certain amounts. And again, you have to be really, really, I mean, you have to really look into the one that you're doing. Again, normally if you're going through a bank, I would think you're pretty safe. Not all banks, because they get taken advantage of too if something goes wrong. But if you're going through probably one of the larger banks, or if you get on to what we were talking about, we had to do with the IMF, the investment they're looking for, they're probably going to be pretty safe. Other than that, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I would definitely start as small as I can on a platform, especially I don't know it. Let it work for me, let me get paid, and then grow larger, because I need to see that first.
Okay, is there a minimum that you can put?
Well, it depends on the platform. So I know you have to wait till you get there. I mean, some people are going to say, you know, you need $1 million to get in here. And some are going to say you need $10 million in here. I don't have $10 million. All I need is five people with $2 million each. Let's get on this platform and make this money. 4 million, same thing. So, I mean, there's ways to work it, but that's what you need. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, Google platforms. There can be some positive stuff, negative stuff, but it's all going to be about once you get into the bank and you start talking to your private bankers, your wealth managers, and trust me, I can tell you right now, 90% of them are going to say, don't do that. Or they're going to be scared or something because it's something they're not used to. It's above their head or even where they want to be able to, their threshold for pain or taking a chance on those type things. It's usually people with a lot of money who get in and know they can play the game and make money, or people with, like I said, who are willing to gamble to get ahead. This is not an average thing for the average person. It is not. Platforms are not. You know, bank interest, IPOs, things like that, everybody can do those and feel pretty much safe. Platforms, especially when you start sending your money overseas, you know you're gambling right then, as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
And then my last question was the Indonesian rupiah. What was the contract rate? Was it 163 or 183?
I don't know. That's a rate thing.
It's $1.83. It's not a contract rate, though.
I mean, I'm sorry, not a contract rate, but the rate was $1.83.
$1.83, what they gave us last week.
Okay, I wrote it down wrong. All right, thank you.
All right,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, sir.
573, area code, you're on. Five seven three three one eight. You're on. Okay, we'll go to 951. You're on.
Yes, good morning. How is everybody?
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Good. Good. Hey, sorry guys, I've been on and off the call this morning and stuff. And I was on at the beginning. And then I heard you say something about they're still planning on doing the vote, I guess voting on the budget around the 23rd or something like that.
They're hoping to submit it by the 23rd.
Oh,
submit that doesn't mean it gets approved, guys. Yeah, that means they've redone the budget, recalculated based on $30 a barrel. They adjusted the programs, who's going to get what. Now they're submitting it to the prime minister to give the parliament to get approved. And I said it probably won't even get approved till the first week in June. As long as they submit it. Okay, let's get there.
Yeah. All right, that was going to be my next question. You know, how long would it take to get it approved? So, okay. So we're still maybe hopefully best case scenario looking sometime in June then. And that depends on some other factors also. So,
it does. Alrighty. The virus. Everybody opening up. And guys, just submit it. I'm not saying that I mean, normally you got to wait for the budget to get approved because the new numbers were in the budget. So unless they're trying to shock us or surprise us or something and do it right before they announce the budget, it's not going to happen until after that.
Yeah. All righty. And then I heard something about some kind of call tonight. Is that only for the people in the forum, or is that going to be open to everybody? Or
it's open to anyone who wants to register and attend. You have to go in the forum to register, though.
Okay. So if you don't have access to the forum, you can't register.
You
right?
do have access to the forum.
Oh, is that like where you post your other notices too?
Yes. It's where we put all the updates.
Great.
It's in that same section.
Yes.
So you can go there, tntsuperfantastic.com. And then click on the forum button, and it should open for you.
Yeah. All right, great. And then there's only one other thing I wanted to comment on, and it's, I mean, I don't know if I should even waste my breath on it because, I mean, it's stupid anyway. But this, I heard in the beginning they were talking about the H.R. 6666. From what I heard, it's actually a House of Representatives bill, and I guess they're supposed to be starting in Ventura County, but it hasn't been approved yet. And it has to get President Donald Trump's approval first. And I'm pretty sure he would never approve anything like that. But it's basically like what you guys said. It's like they have, it's called the Touching, Reaching, and Contacting Everybody Act. The TRACE Act is what it's called. And what they can do or what they plan on doing, whatever, is like if they come into your house and like if the parents, or somebody have a cough or a fever or, if they've been outside, they have a temperature that day or something like that. They supposedly can take the kids out to for their safety. Or like if like one of the grandparents do, they can do the same thing there. Or if the kids have it, they can take the kids away to prevent the parents. I mean, it's all kinds of BS going on with this. And I don't know how it ever got started or whoever thought about doing this, but it's supposed to be an actual House of Representatives bill, but it hasn't been approved yet, voted on, or anything else. And it's just plain, pure stupidity. So, anyway. But
okay, so it is an HR bill. It is real. It was introduced on May the 1st, and that's it. It was introduced.
Yeah.
Some idiot, to be exactly, Bobby Rush, okay, he's a Democrat from Illinois, and I can call them both idiots, Democrats and Republicans, created this, introduced it. Now, we are still waiting for bills to get approved that were introduced 4 years ago. 3 years ago. This doesn't mean anything because some idiot stood up there and said, hey, let's do this. Because nobody's going to do that. I wouldn't think. And nobody's going to pass that without losing their seat. So, I wouldn't give it a whole lot of credence, guys.
Oh, I don't, you know. But I know lately that's been a lot of the talk going around and stuff like that. And I'm telling, you're really going to believe something like that's going to happen? I go, come on, man. I mean, I know there's a lot of far-fetched stuff going on around here, but that's just even really far-fetched. It's just plain stupid or whatever, you know? So,
if you look at it, there's a whole list of names and everybody that signed off on it. We're all idiots. So go ahead. All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Enough of that.
All right. Take care.
All right.
910, Erico, you are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's good to be able to talk with you. Are you aware that there's a guru out there that's saying there will never be an exchange center? I don't know where
they're
all coming from.
I'm not surprised by it.
Right.
I'm not surprised by it.
Yeah. Anyway, you said a couple calls ago something about a lot of the exchange centers will be in bank buildings. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you
banks
also
themselves.
Alluded to the fact, huh? You what?
Yeah, banks themselves have been set up and set up years ago. Actually, again, when we thought this was happening, we knew two banks that actually had directions put up. They put arrows telling people which way to go because they thought it was going to be that Monday morning, and it wasn't. But, yeah, some of the locations are going to be bank branches. Others are going to be office locations.
Okay. And you alluded to the fact a few calls ago to be careful of scams. So can we somehow check out when we get the location that it's a legitimate location?
Well, I guess you could always go to your bank and see if they can verify that this is one of their new locations to do it. You could always go and see in there. If I'm going into an old Walmart, because I know some locations were converted when they want, you know, millions was coming at the time, and they had different banks in there. I know, actually, I can tell you in Charlotte, right down from the Wells Fargo Bank, the big bank, they had an empty office. I can say it now because it's probably still not there. I have to go get a drive-by. It was going to be an exchange location, but it was just an empty building. They went in and put in dividers and desks and phones, computers, because they were getting ready for this to go. So it's going to be some strange places. But I tell people all the time, if you're a bank, when I come in there, I can run my card like I do through any bank. You can pull up my bank account. I can see it. Then,
okay.
I want to see when I'm giving you currency, you giving me credit, I'm pulling up on my phone, and I'm seeing my money in my bank account. I want to hear about the week, ladies, nothing else, and my money's gone. Okay? And even after I left that location, because it's not packing up that night, I would still go to a branch bank and say, can you see this? Is this here? Is this legitimate? Because if not, I'm going right back and start some fireworks. But anyway, that's right. Verify it. That's all, if you're not in the bank. Yeah.
So there's a good chance you could exchange directly at a bank instead of an exchange center?
Yeah, because some banks will be exchange centers. They're going to be, you know.
Okay.
Depends on what city you're in or area you're in.
Yeah. And will they be able to verify your money on site without sending it out somewhere?
Different banks have different procedures. So it depends on who you go to. Most of them are going to have three people there that are going to do your exchanges. They're all going to sign off doing verifications. They can run it through the Deliveroo machine, look at it, but it should be verified before you leave, exactly how much you gave them and the fact that it's authentic. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there any problem having purchased the dinar and dong from Sterling?
I don't know any problem at all. No one has ever accused Sterling of selling fake currency or counterfeit currency or anything else.
Okay. And how do I get how do I get Ray's email and phone number?
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me your phone number right now, and I'll text it to you. No, I was just joking.
Yeah.
I was just joking. Don't do that.
Well, he's in North Carolina, and so am I. So just in case, I at the last minute, when you announce there's going to be an exchange, I might want to ask him a question.
I agree with you. And I know he hears you with both ears. So I'm going to let him answer you.
Yeah, well, we'll come on the call to answer all the questions.
Okay. Well, I expect to be able to hear from you then. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. You're great. I really appreciate you so much. It's very important. Okay.
All right,
you were supposed to tell him you want a personal phone call since you're in North Carolina with him. You expect some respect.
Well, I do. I actually do. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
The request is duly noted.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
626 area code. You are on.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good to hear your voices again.
Likewise.
I'm super fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I have a couple of questions. The Utopian Way webinar, I missed that. I wasn't available to even get on that. Is there any way I can get that retroactively?
Yes. Are you in the forum?
What do you mean? I'm able to view it, if that's what you mean.
Okay. No, you can't. You don't have backroom access. You don't hang out in chat or anything.
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any of that.
Okay. I'll send you some information on how to do that.
Okay. Now, about that, I've made a list of things and organizations that I want to give to. My question for Tony is, at what stage do I start setting up the money after the RV for the giving? First, I negotiate with the bank for the interest rate that I want to leave the money there in that bank. And I do that with a carrot, you know, using it as a carrot that if you're able to give me the interest rate that I want after a year, I'll put all my money there. How long do I leave it, or do I leave all of it there? I leave some of it there because I want to be able to give as much as possible. I mean, that's why I've accumulated the currencies that I have so that I'm in a position to do that, not just to family, but to organizations and people that are already doing the things that I want to do. At what point?
Okay, hold on a second.
Dr. Gibbons.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Ray, can we get rid of that noise in the background?
It's her line. Might be.
Okay,
are you using Bluetooth, ma'am?
Take it off. I'm on Bluetooth, but let me take it off speaker.
Okay.
Is that better?
Nope, we're still there.
Hello?
No, we still hear
sound
a
like
little
a horse
down.
Galloping down the street. I don't know.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That's all right. So, Ray, just mute her out for a second. It's kind of killing me. I don't know about you guys. But.
Yeah. It was
ooh,
crazy,
you.
Too.
That was crazy. Yeah, man. Okay. So, when you say, when do you start giving, and that's from the TNT giveaway day or just giving to people forever. So I want to give away $1 million to an organization. I'm going to go get my money, get my interest rate, and then decide when is it I want to give away that $1 million. I want to give it away right now, today, write it off, go about my business. Okay. Or do I want to wait and say, okay, I want to give away $1 million, and I want to give it away $100,000 a month. Then I want my 10%, get my 1% payment. Or I want to go out, this might be confusing, I might even be going too fast, and create a trust, a foundation, something else to put my money into to get that 10% interest rate or highest interest rate, and I only want to pay out the interest every month is what I want to give away, because then I can give away forever. Because if I give away $1 million, it's gone. But if I give away 10% of that $1 million, $100,000, I can do that over and over and over and over again because I'm always getting my interest. Or I can give away the interest every month. My $1 million will never go away. And I could do that for the next 30, 40 years. That same $1 million could end up being $10, $20, $30 million that I actually gave away just off the interest of that, depending on what the interest rate is, the growth of it and everything else. So when we say we want to give away some money, we want to help some people, you can't give away your money. It's not the right way to do it. You have to give away your money's money. And I tell you guys that before. I got my money, and then I have the interest, the profit, and money that my money made, and then I have the interest on my money's money. That's the money I can give away. Why? Because it keeps repeating itself every day, every week, every month. I'm getting the interest over and over and over again, and I'm doing absolutely nothing for it. I can afford to give it away. And I can give 100% of it away because I still got my money and I still have my money's money. It's the interest that I'm giving away and the growth of it. So when you talk about when do I start giving it away or how, that's how I look. Because, you know, I don't want to, you know, give away my last chicken. So I'm going to make this real simple. I got one chicken. I'm giving away my chicken, but I'm also giving away the eggs. So this is what I could tell them. I can give you some of those eggs, but I can't give you the chicken. You still going to eat. You just going to eat eggs instead of meat. That's all. So, and that's what you have to look at. And I can do that over and over again and continue to fill you up, right? All right. Let's bring her back, see if I totally confused her.
Okay. That was what, 626.
626. Okay.
There you are.
Yes, you answered my question. But my question is to establish a foundation, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to establish a framework within which I can give money away to infinity. But when do I establish the foundation? After I have negotiated the interest rate with the bank, and from that negotiation, use the interest from that to establish the foundation and set it up? Or do I set aside money from the RV before I put the money amount of money that I want to draw the interest rate from the bank? Am I making myself clear?
So, yes, you are. You're saying, do I go and let the foundation have its own RV, its own appointment, and the money belongs strictly to the foundation, or do I donate it to the foundation and start giving from there, right?
I want to establish a foundation to give money away through you.
Right.
You have said the interest rate on the money that the foundation accumulates, but to establish that foundation, do I set aside the money that I get from the RV to do it, or do I use the interest rate that I earn on the RV to establish the foundation?
Okay. So, and Reagan, if I would set aside the money that I was going to do it and put it in the foundation because it gives you more of a basis to work with, and they'll be more willing to give you a higher interest rate if you had some real money over there that they know they're going to be able to use instead of trying to put the interest and then use the interest because it'll be a smaller portion. I don't know what you're trying to do. I know I got $100 million. I'm not going to spend it all anyway, so why not put it over here in my safe haven, my foundation, where it's not going anywhere, doing what it's supposed to be doing. But now I can use that money to give it away as I see fit. Now, Ray may answer that totally different, since he does trust in foundation. Okay.
Those are all workable plans.
Okay. All right. We're good?
I'm good. Thank you.
Line. Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. That took us to the bottom half of the hour. And yeah, there's quite a few more on the line, so we won't be able to get them in. So we'll wrap up this session.
You good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, call in early next time, and we'll try and get you all in, I guess. It was all good news. If you got on time, you know things are moving in Iraq. He's trying to show the people that he's doing things. He's doing them right now, not delaying it. One thing, Sadar did said he's going to give them 100 days to prove that his government is the one. We don't know what he's going to do after that, because last time he gave you 100 days and didn't do anything at all. So we'll see. But they are moving forward. They are doing what it looks like, making some of the ideas and suggestions that the protesters wanted come to life. They are seeing they're stopping some of the corruption right up front, and they're bringing people out into the public and letting it be known. So it's a good day. The banks will be ready when the rest of the country opens up. We saw New York said they're going to try and do something on Friday to get started. Somebody sent me a text that they're still not going to fully open until June. Which makes sense because we really don't expect this to really happen until June. If it happens earlier, great, but I don't even expect it to. Because, again, the budget's not being submitted until the 23rd. Submitted, not approved, submitted. They want to submit it by then. Their government finalized by the 23rd, so they're fully legitimate. So we'll see things happening. And as New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, other states open up, people will be more comfortable going back to work. We can see some exchanges taking place like they were scheduled to do. So it's all good. Let's work with it. All right, do what I'm going to do. That is enjoy the rest of your day. Right?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this day's segment of TNT Conference Call. We'll return on our regularly scheduled session on Wednesday, unless something exciting happens between now and then. But until then, keep believing. You sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Go away. I believe that I can make.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.